the same for yourself. Naval's life story is instructive. An introspective founder, self-taught investor, capitalist, and engineer certainly has something to teach us all. As a first principles thinker with no fear of speaking his truth, Naval's thoughts are often unique and thought-provoking. His instinct for seeing through life's veneer has changed how I see the world. I've learned an enormous amount from Naval. Reading, listening, and applying his principles of wealth and happiness has given me a calm confidence on my path and taught me to enjoy every moment of this journey. Closely studying his career has shown me how great things are accomplished through small, persistent steps and how large an impact one individual can have. I refer to his work often and recommend it to friends. Those conversations inspired me to create this book so people can learn from his perspective, whether they're new to Naval's ideas or have followed him for the past 10 years. This book collects the wisdom shared by Naval over the past decade in his own words through Twitter, blog posts, and podcasts. With this book, you can get the benefits of a lifetime in a few hours. I created this book as a public service. Tweets, podcasts, and interviews quickly get buried and lost. Knowledge this valuable deserves a more permanent, accessible format. That is my mission with this book. I hope this acts as an introduction to Naval's ideas. I've collected his most powerful and useful ideas in his own words, woven them into a readable thread, and organized those into sections for easy reference. I often find myself reviewing sections of this book before making an investment or opening to the happiness chapter if I'm feeling off. Creating this book has changed me. I feel more clarity, confidence, and peace through all aspects of life. I hope reading it will do the same for you. The Almanac is intended as a guide to be read and consulted for specific topics. If Naval doesn't answer your emails, I hope this book gives you the next best advice. In the first few years of publication, this book has sold well over 1 million copies worldwide. It's been deeply rewarding to see these ideas spread as a word-of-mouth phenomenon and hear how they've changed people's lives. To get more useful ideas and apply them to your life, join my weekly newsletter at ejorgensen.com. Thank you for listening.
About this book. I built the Navalmanac entirely out of transcripts, tweets, and talks Naval has shared. Every attempt is made to present Naval in his own words. However, there are a few important points. The transcripts have been edited for clarity and brevity, multiple times. Not all sources are primary. Some excerpts are from writers quoting Naval. I can't be 100% certain of every source's authenticity. Please verify phrasing with the primary source before citing Naval from this text. Please interpret generously. Everything in this book is taken out of context. Interpretations change over time. Understand the original intent may be different than your interpretation in a different time, medium, format, and context. In the process of creating this book, I may have mistakenly recontextualized, misinterpreted, or misunderstood things. As content passed through time, space, and medium, some phrasing may have shifted in flight. Tweets are used throughout the book to summarize and punctuate ideas. This is what those tweets will sound like when you hear them. There are also questions from great interviewers like Shane Parrish, Sarah Lacey, Joe Rogan, and Tim Ferriss. For simplicity and continuity, those questions will all sound alike. The book was created as a public service. Naval is not earning any money from this book. It is available for free download in PDF format and digital versions on navalmanac.com, including bonus material that was cut from this published version. The audio is available for free in a podcast format as well. Naval has essays, podcasts, and more at nav.al and is on Twitter at Naval. On to the book. Foreword by Tim Ferriss. Dear listener, it feels strange for me to write these words, as I committed many years ago to never write forewords. I'm making a rare exception in this case for three reasons.